Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is going to talk about the concept of Hefked. If somebody makes his produce ownerless, that means anybody can take it. And not only could they take it, but they could take it in a way where they're not obligated to give Terumot u'ma'asrot. They don't have to give these gifts to the Kohanim and the Leviim from the produce that they take. So if a poor man or a rich man, it could be anybody, if they find a barrel of fruit that was hefker, that was left ownerless, they can take it without giving any to the Kohanim and the Leviim. So there's a question here. Can you make hefker something in a limited way? Can I make it hefker in a halfway only to certain people? Or if I'm making it hefker, does that mean it can be taken by anybody? That's going to be the machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in this Mishnah. Beit Shammai omrim, hefker la'aniyim, hefker. Interchangeable, hefker or hefker is really the same word. Bet or a fe over here. Beit Shammai says, if somebody declares his item hefker, ownerless, but it can only go to the aniyim, only a poor person can take it. Beit Shammai says, hefker, it can be considered to be ownerless. That counts as something. He learns it out from a pasuk. The pasuk, when it talks about leket and pe'ah, says, la'aniv lager ta'azov otam, leave it for the poor man and for the stranger. But the word otam, ta'azov otam, leave them, seems to be including something else. And therefore, Beit Shammai says, it's talking about the concept of leaving hefker, something in terms of produce ownerless, where it would only be for otam, only would be for the poor person. So Beit Shammai says it works, that function of making something hefker, ownerless, only for a poor person. Beit Hillel omrim, eno hefker ad shiyufkar af la'ashirim kashemita. Beit Hillel argue, Beit Hillel say no. If you're making something hefker, you have to make it hefker, ownerless, to everybody, even to rich people, just like you do with Shemitah. We know when it comes to the seventh year, a person's not allowed to work his land. He's not even allowed to pick fruit from his land. That's only going to be for him. He has to make it available for everybody. Anybody could go into a random field and eat from that field, fully allowed, whether they're rich or they're poor. So Beit Hillel say, this concept of Hefker, when it comes to Shemitah, making your property ownerless with Shemitah, it has to be for the poor person and the rich person alike. Therefore, he says that likewise over here, with regular produce, a person has to make his item fully hefker. It could become taken by anybody, and you can't make a product halfway hefker. If you make it halfway hefker, according to Beit Hillel, where you'd say it's only for the poor people, you retain the ownership of the item. You're making it ownerless didn't work, and therefore, if somebody comes and takes it, they're stealing from you, and more so, they'd have to give terumot u'ma'asrot from that produce. Mishnah continues. Another machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Kol omrei hasadeh shel kav kav. If all the bundles of the field are the size of one kav, ve'ehad shel arba'at kabin u'shechaho. But one specific bundle that you made was four times that amount. It was a four kav bundle. And you forget it. You forget it in the field. This is going to be a dispute concerning shicha, leaving a bundle in the field, if a poor person is allowed to take it, because of the laws of shicha. So now, you'd say maybe that bundle is distinct. It's the only one that's four times bigger. Maybe it's unique, and therefore, since it's unique, the owner will never really forget it. So that's the question we'll have over here. Beit Shammai omrim eno shicha. Beit Shammai is of the opinion that this bundle is not shicha, even if you left it in the field. Why? Because it has a unique characteristic that it's four times the amount. It's a huge bundle. Therefore, at some point later on, the farmer will remember that he has a bundle out there in the field that's a huge one, and he'll go back and he'll go get it. He's never really forgetting it. You can't forget something that's that size. Beit Hillel omrim shicha. Beit Hillel would say, no, it's considered to be shicha. It's not that different. Okay, it's a few times more. It's four times more than regular bundles. But it's not that big where the farmer is automatically going to remember it. So therefore, we call it, according to Beit Hillel, shicha. A poor man could come take it. The commentaries, the Rambam comments over here, and he says that's Beit Hillel's limit, four. If it's four times the size, it's still considered to be shicha, that the farmer is not going to automatically go back and get it. But if it's five times the size or even more, he would agree with Beit Shammai that something that distinct, something that unique, is not considered to be shicha, and a poor person cannot come and take that bundle.